gonna be acrobatic foul up your alley.
It's bloody.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Okay. Let's. I'm gonna talk to you about a question.
Wait, 1 second. I'm sorry. I interrupt you. The pens and paper are for anything new that you learned that you did not know. Okay.
I'm not gonna be.
Jot it down. I think you will be.
I'm not gonna be.
Okay. Okay. What we're here talking about today is this question. The title is "Sheep Head and the Skirt." Okay. You probably recognize the sheep. Well, you'll find out what that skirt is probably as you go on. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk, but please don't let me just talk for the next hour straight. Everybody, please interrupt me. Okay. There are five main things that you think about in order to make meat kosher, not small things. Okay. Anybody have any guesses? One of those five main things it takes to make meat kosher. Yes. I know Yaakov's name. That's the only one right there and you know.
Do you know my name?
Shmita?
Okay.
What's your name?
Do you know my name? I got called up for 2 minutes.
I don't remember, but I'm not going to
get $46. And it was 73.
Nothing?
No, it was 100.
Nothing?
Nazi.
And you? Simcha. Okay. Simcha and Nazi. I'm not good at names. I'll take a few times. If you said Shmita, go ahead.
It's easy.
Malika, okay. Okay, so Malika is a detail. Malika is a detail. The really the thing that we're worried about is that there's blood. Okay? So the Malika is a way to get rid of blood. There are other ways to get rid of the blood also. Okay, fine. Yes? You have something to say? Yehuda.
I would say the knicker. The checking for if it's a trafer or whatever.
Well, that's two different things you said. Okay, trafer is something else, yes? Okay, so there's five things. Let's do five things like this. One is you have to make sure it's the right species, okay? You can't eat a pig, okay, or a horse, okay? That's the first thing you have to make sure it's a species that you're, or a kind of fish that you like to eat, okay? Next is shrita, Yaakov said. Okay, trefa, what you need to say, okay? A trefa, which is what we're going to be talking about today, is, a trefa means is, there are certain things that if they're wrong with the animal, something, we'll say, unhealthy about the animal's not going to live for a year, that animal you're not allowed to eat, okay? So we're going to talk about examples of that. The most famous example of that is, anybody?
Goldfish?
No. Something that's wrong with the animal that because that he's not going to live.
What's called a wound?
Wound? What kind?
Not a mum.
A mum.
No, not a mum. A mum is not enough to make it. That's from the mizbech. You can't have a mum. Yehuda?
A worm in the head?
No. If it has a hole in his lungs. Okay, the most famous one is it has a hole in the lungs. Okay, so there's many things that can make an animal. There are many things that can make an animal to a trefa. Okay, the most famous is and what we check for all the time is that if there's a hole in the lungs. Okay, so we're going to talk. We're going to talk lots about trefa today. Number four is there are certain fats that you're not eating in the animal and something that's related to it called gidan usher. You're not eating a certain kind of fats in the animal. They have to be cut out. But you do sort of pierce that's called nikur to cut out those fats out of the animal. And the other thing is blood. Okay, you now have blood in an animal, so one of the most common way to get rid of the blood is malicha, but malicha, what Yaakov mentioned, malicha is an example of how you deal with it, but the blood is the real issue. Okay, so these are the five big things you want to make sure before you eat a piece of meat. Okay, these are the five things you have to take care of. We're going to talk about today about trefas. Okay, now trefa, I told you the there are many, many ways an animal can become a trefa. The most common one is a hole in the lungs, and therefore, after the shechita, there's a person called a baidik. It's called the check. Lifdoik means to check. So the baidik checks the lungs to make sure that there aren't holes in them. Okay.
And that's
its own special thing how he does that.
How does he stick it out?
If you want to know, he checks it first inside the animal. He sticks his hand in inside, and then he pulls it out and he blows it up. They blow it out like a. They used to blow it with their mouth. That's most baidikim nowadays wouldn't do that.
Okay.
But they used to do it with their mouth. I've seen people do it with their mouth. They blow it up. But nowadays they use a pump. They attach it to a hose and they push with their foot pedal. Yeah. You don't get the hands really so dirty. And you blow it up and you see if there's any holes in it. Okay? So, now, let's think of this for a second. When you shecht an animal, let's say a cow, it's more for a cow than for a sheep. Okay? How many pieces do you think that animal gets cut up into while it's still in the slaughterhouse? Okay? Before it gets like to turn to hamburgers. How many pieces? Just think for a second. Before that, in the slaughterhouse, how many pieces does that animal get cut into?
23.
for it? 20? You guys just randomly throwing that numbers? No, you no, just think about it. What did they cut it into?
577.
No, not 777.
620. No.
613. Okay. No guesses. Use your check. How do you get five? Okay, tell me how you get five.
Because it's the body and then they cut off the legs.
Okay, so body and four. Okay, that's at least an intelligent answer. What do you think? Six? What? A head and four legs in the body. Okay, Yehuda?
Well, they cut off the back. That's one piece, because the back isn't usable, right? So, and then the two, all four legs in the center cross, so that's four. A fifth for the back, a sixth for the head, and a seventh, I'm guessing they just, like, cut it up a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, for the kosher side of the shechita, these are the...
Oh, I thought you meant all together.
These are the most common parts that have to be broken into. Okay, there may be more. There may be more depending on how, because later on, with that middle one that's called the four quarters, okay, the four quarters is a huge piece. You'll see a picture of it later. It's a really big piece. So it gets cut into small pieces later. But you have to cut it, you take off the hide. Okay, the first thing that happens is to take off the animal's hide. Okay, now sometimes you want the hide to be kosher. I don't even know why
you can use it as cloth.
Well, you could actually use cloth from any kosher animal. It doesn't have to be from a shechted animal. Why would you want to...
For tefillin animals.
If it's tefillin, you can make it from any kosher animal. It doesn't have to have been shechted. You can just...
Isn't tefillin usually from an ox?
Yeah, from a cow. Okay, so we use the word cow loosely. Okay.
I don't know what your intestines are. Can you show us a picture?
Which one? I could, if you really want to see one.
Yes,
but not for today.
I saw someone pull the guts out of the chicken.
Okay, so the hides are used if you want to make gelatin. I was going to bring them, I forgot to bring it. But if you want to make like marshmallows, kosher marshmallows, beef gelatin, you have to make it from an animal that was shechted properly.
A four quarter.
A four quarter is the quarter. The word quarter. A four quarter is the front part. The front quarter. Okay. What's how marshmallows made?
Yeah.
The part that we care about is that in order to make it gel and gooey, you need to have gelatin. Usually that's trained. So they now make out of kosher animal, out of kosher animal hide.
I thought you made it out of marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, they made it marshmallow fluff. Okay, so wait a second. So we cut the animal into all these parts. Okay, so now what happens like this? They take out the lungs. Okay, and the first they take off the hide. And in the meantime, the animal's been cut into all kinds of pieces. Well, how, if we find out that this lung is kosher or treif, how are we going to figure out which cheek belong to this animal, or which tail belong to this animal? It's being cut. There's people in the factory cutting all kinds of pieces. How are we going to know when we figure out that this lung was kosher or was treif, which liver belongs to this? How do we figure that? Yes.
How many animals typically are they working on at the same time?
A zillion. Because, they keep on shechting. So the animals are all over the place. So there's a whole rack full of cheeks. Okay, well, how do we know which cheek belongs to which one? Which liver? There's a room full of livers. How do we know which liver belongs to which animal? Yes. Yeah.
That sounds like a big swim.
What? They tag it. So the answer is, they tag it. Okay? They get tags that have numbers on it, or there's other versions of that. They have tags with numbers on it, and they're going to put.
There's a cattle brand.
And there's a person who's there putting on numbers all over the place. Now, those numbers are being put on for the cautious reason, because we want to check the thing, but it's also the government also wants it. The USDA. The USDA watches to make sure the animal is healthy for its purpose. Excuse me?
What's the USDA?
USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. They check up on animals. They check up on animals and anything and dairy and things like that to make sure it's safe.
Doesn't the room have to be like 97 degrees below Fahrenheit?
Whatever they have to do, they do lots of things. But they check the animal also. Now, if they decide that this animal is not healthy, they don't want it allowed. They also want to catch all the pieces that belong to it. So the USDA also is pushing to get the numbers on the right animal to make sure the pieces are right. But the machine can also pay attention to make sure that each piece gets numbered correctly. You don't want, if we're going to make kishka out of this animal, we're going to use its intestines to make kishka, to make what's called casings from kishka, then we want to make sure we have the right one connected to the right lung. Okay? Yes.
They still use real kishkas?
It's such a thing. Yes, it's such a thing. Okay, so now, I'm going to tell you, what we're going to talk about today is the following question. They went ahead, if everything works right, then the tags are all on the right pieces. I'm going to give you four scenarios where what happened was there was something wrong, okay? And somehow, there's an animal you'll see in a second is big. The animal is, we know that the animal's traits, but we lost track of which pieces it belongs to. Okay, four cases. So I'm going to tell you four cases that it could happen, that happened or could happen, four old cases that actually happened where you lose track. And the first one's like this. Rituplet tags is for a regular shechita, for animals. Okay? When you shecht for chickens can also be traitors. And chickens is not so complicated. And with chickens, what they do is like this. The chicken, the part that you're going to see in the supermarket, is by itself. And all the parts that could be a traitor are separated. They've been separated from each other. But they're right next to each other on a separate line. There's a belt moving around. Over here is chicken number 27. And on right here is the insides of that chicken number 27 also. Okay? And they're running together. The person checks the insides to make sure everything's okay. And when, if everything's okay, fine. If not, he pulls off chicken number 27. Okay? So they're running parallel to each other. So when if something happens and he decides that the insides are a traitor, he gets up the chicken also. One day, they're sitting there and they realize that the machinery got out of sync. So chicken number 27 was with insides number 26. Okay? The machinery was not synced properly. And every chicken that he pulled off was really a kosher chicken. And all the trace chickens got left behind. Understand what happened? There are two lines. One's holding the insides and one's holding the outsides of the chicken. Okay? And they weren't in sync with each other. So when he found out that chicken number 27 was a traitor, he pulled off a chicken out of it. He pulled the chicken off and said, no, we're not using this one.
But that one was really
It was really number 26. The lines weren't in sync with each other. So at the end of the day, he had 10 chickens on the side that he thought were traitor. They were really kosher. And in the refrigerator, there are 10 chickens that are really traitor. Okay, and he had no idea which one. They all look the same. Okay, that's
because
case number one.
They didn't get numbered themselves. They just...
In this case, it wasn't a numbering issue here. The lines have to be in sync, and the lines were not in sync with each other. Something was wrong with the machinery. That was case number one. Case number two. I can't even read my own hearing. It's too dark in here. Okay. No, don't turn the lights. No. Okay. Okay. In another case, it was similar to that, but using the numbers, the numbers were not working right. Okay.
How does it spell sync?
S-Y-N-C. Yeah. Another case, a similar case, but this was with numbers. The numbers weren't in sync. Okay. Now, for our sheep. Okay. Now, I told you the main thing that they check for in trephas is in the lungs. They also check the intestines also. Okay. Then guess why we only check those two things? Why do we only
check?
There's 18 or 24 different ways to analyze the traitor. Why do we only check these two? One and maybe two. Yes, yeah.
Because it can only happen in those places.
No, it could be checked in 18 or 24 places. Lots of places can become a traitor. Why would we only check two of them? Yes.
It happens in the other places, then it definitely happens in...
That's a good guess. Well, it's not true. No, they're unrelated. Like, it could have something wrong with its leg and not wrong with its head. Yes?
Those are the most, ones that they end up, destroying everything else.
So that's similar to what he said. You think that one leads to the other? No, it's not accurate. They're independent. Each one can do its own thing. Okay, you do.
I kind of know.
That's why I call the Jupiter.
I know. Yeah. That it's because they... The other ones are so uncommon that it tells you don't have to worry about
them. So the lungs are the most common, and the rule is it has to be muscle. It has to be common. You only have to look for things that happen once in a while. Like, for example, if you have, at home, you check your vegetables, make sure there's no bugs in them, right? So you probably check lettuce and cabbages and things like that. But nobody checks carrots for bugs, because if can't remember the last time it happened there were bugs in the carrots, so we don't bother checking it.
I can't remember the last time there were bugs in any kind of vegetable.
Well, that's because you didn't check.
Well,
you didn't check. If you would check, you would find bugs.
That's because in your house, when your mother finds a bug, she screams and quickly throws in the garbage. Well, I know about it because in my house, when we find a bug, my father calls on and we're like, oh, that's so cool!
Right. Anyhow, so everyone has their own entertainment in different ways, right? So we look for the lungs so that's common and the intestine in front of us. Okay, well... What we're going to talk about is the following. There's something called meningeal worm. Okay? The meningeal, that word means?
Yes, that's a worm that I wish I hate the teeth in the back.
Well, close. What is the word meningeal? Anybody have any idea what that word means?
Wait, how did you come to that? That was a really good answer.
Because it's a worm that can sometimes be found in animals and so in
Yes, but look at the word meningeal and see if anybody knows what that word means. What that means? Brain. It has to do with the brain.
How do you get that?
Donald Knowles.
Right. Meninges is the coating of the coating of the brain.
Is that brain apple?
So it's a right. It's a worm that comes into the animal's brain. Okay, now
it eats the brain pretty much.
Well, I don't know what he eats. That I can't.
It's a zombie worm.
But yeah. I don't know exactly. But the problem is it's not the worm per se. We're okay with having the worm there. The problem is if he makes a hole in certain parts of the lining of the brain, the animals are treated. Okay, now
wait, you went too fast for me.
Okay.
The fact that the worm is there is not a problem.
Right.
Just the fact that it's
the problem is the hole in there would be the problem. Oh. Okay, now if you look on the right side, you can see our worm over here is actually live. Here he is. You guys see the worm?
Brain?
Yeah, the left. That's the same worm. I don't think you can see the worm with his two eyes. And there, in the picture.
That's the eyes.
I thought that was the worm.
This is the worm.
Now I see it.
This is the worm and his eyes. Okay.
Look at the owl. Can you replay it?
I can try to replay it. Can you see him moving over there? Okay. So there's our worm moving around inside this animal's brain. Okay. Now.
Disgusting.
Now, wait a second.
A little bit.
How did anybody notice that there was a worm inside the animal's brain? The reason is like
they cut it off.
The reason is because on Rosh Hashanah, people eat the head of a sheep, right? There are people who eat the head of a sheep.
Yes.
So right. The Shehel Rosh V'Loy Lazanov. Well, in order to kasher,
we eat the other type of head of the sheep, the
gummy
sheep.
No, we eat the head of a fish. Most people eat the head of a fish, but if you get the head of a sheep, that's what you're supposed to have. Well, when you want to get rid of the blood in sheep's head, you have to cut it open first before you do melicha. So,
he's like a hatchet.
So they cut it open to do melicha.
Chainsaw.
They cut it open to do melicha, and lo and behold, here was our friend, our squirmy wormy over here, walking through there. Now, the problem is like this. The problem is like this. In the sheet, I told you, they check, they take all the pieces, they know which piece belongs to which, and they check the lungs for the animal, like they always did, the sheep, and it was fine. And then this head was designated. Now they have a big pile of kosher heads that are being saved for Rosh Hashanah. Now they cut them open, and they found, and when they cut it open, they found this worm crawling around inside there.
These worms get into people's heads.
They called it open, and they cut it open, and they found. They found the worm, and now they know that one of the sheep that they have in the refrigerator is Treyf.
So one liver,
but they
one
don't
head.
Know, but they don't know which one it is. They got a head. They know that it's Treyf because it's got a hole because this worm is squirming around in there. But they don't know which animal is cut Treyf. Yes.
So why can't they just cut them open? What do you need that head for? Besides like the tongue?
In this case, they want the head just for Rosh Hashanah. They just want it. But the problem is not the head. They can throw the head out. The problem is the rest of the animal is now changed. So now in the refrigerator there's 50 sheep, okay, and they think they're all kosher, but really one of them is Treyf. We don't know which one it is. One of those sheep is Treyf because the head is Treyf. I mean, the rest of the body is Treyf also, but we have no idea which one it is. So at this point, when they put the sheep with the kosher, they had already taken off the tags. Didn't make a difference anymore. Once we knew the lungs were good, they said, no problem, it's fine. And they put it to a big pile of heads. And now when they're there, all of a sudden they realize that one is Treyf. So now back in our refrigerator, we've got a Treyf sheep, but we don't know which one it is. Yes?
Why can't... I know it's Bat Mishishim, but it probably doesn't work because there's... It's not like Bat Mishishim part of this is... Part of these animals are Treyf is that one animal is completely Treyf and other animals are completely kosher.
Okay,
it's not like each animal is a little
Treyf. It's not Bat. We're going to talk about whether it should or should not be Bat. Okay, that's the first case. That's the third case we had. I'm going to have now the fourth case. Okay, remember our title was the sheep head and the skirt? And that was like this. Okay? This is a cow. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Case anybody does that?
A beautiful cow.
I thought that was a chicken.
Yeah, well.
Is that a cow? Let me draw this.
Okay, and now is the inside of the cow. Okay? This is the respiratory system.
That's the stomach?
This is the respiratory system of the cow. This is where how it breathes. Okay? That's his lungs, and that's pipe going to is the conduit for the animal to breathe with, okay? That's the respiratory system of a cow.
Isn't that one of the things they cut?
When they shecht it, yes. That's the respiratory system. Now, this is the digestive system of the cow.
Ugh.
Okay? Now...
There's a fish in the cow, and
that long tube is the veshet that brings the food down to the back. Now, if you realize, look at this. Conduit, this is the respiratory system, and this is the digestive system.
They're right next to each other, right?
Well, but one's in the front, and one's in the back.
Right.
Okay? And... Here they are together, But between them, okay, these are the two parts of the animal, two
Isn't
parts of the inside, two, and in between them is something called the diaphragm.
Yeah,
okay, but humans have one also. There's a diaphragm, and the diaphragm sits in between the respiratory system and the digestive system. So I think in your body, when you breathe, what's going on is your diaphragm is moving up and down, okay, in and out actually, and it's helping you breathe, and it's completely separated from the digestive system, which in a human it's lower down, in an animal it's further back. Okay? So that's the diaphragm is in the middle. Now, this is actually not just the four, I thought it was going to be four, it's actually the whole side of it. This is the whole side of an animal. Okay? This is the front. This is where the head goes over here. This is the whole animal. When we say four, can we cut it down the middle like that?
What kind of animal is that?
This is a cat.
Oh,
okay, now, what you can see is, you can see just the diaphragm. You see this line over here? You see this piece over here? This was the diaphragm. Okay, this piece over here was the diaphragm. You see your ribs? This was the red respiratory system over here, the lungs, and this, and the heart, and this was the diaphragm. And the diaphragm, if you look in this picture, you see what it's like this. It's sort of white in the middle, and on the edges there are muscles. Okay, there's a muscle, one on each side. And that muscle is our skirt. Okay? If you ever go to this, if you ever come and eat in skirt steak, you ever have that?
Yeah.
Okay, no, it's not corned beef. Okay, skirt steak. There's actually two things that are called skirt steak, but this is one of them. And that is, it's the muscle from one side. You see, it's this long thing, it's like maybe, you know, 3-4 inches across and 2 feet long.
Is the other side also skirt steak?
Yeah, the two skirt steaks, the two skirts on the diaphragm. There's another thing called the skirt steak also. That's not for today. Okay, so that piece over there is called a skirt.
That's not the muscle part.
It's the muscle part. It's this part. The,
Shouldn't
the,
it be tough
the muscle over here, one, and this is the other one.
Shouldn't
okay?
it be tough, Abba?
Yeah, right. Why is it? It's like a thin piece of meat.
I can't tell you why it is or is not tough. That's not my job. I don't know. So that's called.
He isn't being paid to find out.
That's called the skirt. Now, what it is like this. It used to be that when a shechet did his job, he shechted. The shechet's salary was to take home the skirt. That's what he got.
He
got to take home the skirt, okay? It's considered a good piece of meat.
And it's a big piece.
And it's a very specific piece, and it's not too much. It's not like you give him one roast or something. This is a specific, very specific piece. They would give it to him.
It's 4 feet okay? long, Gavin.
They would give him the skirt. Okay, I actually was watched once when I was in the shechita. Nowadays, they don't do this anymore. When I was in the shechita, and I see the boitik. Remember, the boitik is the guy who checks for the chafers? All of a sudden, I see him walk away for a second, take a piece of meat, stick it under his table. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? What are you sneaking in over there? So he said, I think it was the skirt ended up in the wrong place. The way they cut the animal ended up in the wrong place, and it was going to end up in the garbage. Because of the way they cut it and this and that, it was going to end up in the garbage. So whenever he sees that, he swipes it, and he takes care, he cashes it himself, and he eats it. It was about to go in the garbage anyhow. No one's losing it. So he just when he sees that happen, he swipes the piece, sticks it on the table, and then later at night, takes it home, he cashes it,
and
leaves it home.
That's pretty much free barbecue.
What?
Pretty much free food.
It is free food, because it's going to garbage. It's just the way it's done. It's the wrong part of the factory to be dealt with. They're going to throw in the garbage.
It could be that, for one, they're dealing with a cow, so it's this much steak. They're not going to sit there and try to figure out and check that it doesn't happen.
No, they would want it to not happen, but at what I said happened.
They're not going to pay someone to sit there and watch for that, because
so he swiped it. Anyhow, so the shrek used to get this. And what happened
did you swipe it once?
What happened was, this happened about 200 years ago. What happened was, everything was going the way it was supposed to be, and everything was great. And when the sheikh got home, he realized that there was something wrong with this skirt. It wasn't actually a skirt, the whole diaphragm. There was something wrong with it, and the animal was a traitor. Okay? So now again, he's got, at home, he's got a piece of meat that he knows is traitor. He's going to throw it out. No problem. The problem is, he shafted 8 cows, let's say today. One of those cows is a trefa. So there are people at home who are making food for Shabbos who don't realize that they have an animal as a trefa. And he knows he knows that one of it is because he's got the skirt in his house that he knows is a trefa.
Hopefully the meat is still on the schlachtus, because that much easier.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a second. But he's got the skirt by him, mm-hmm. And he has no one knows anymore which meat is the kosher meat, which is the trefa. Okay. So I gave you now 4 scenarios where. Even though everyone tried to do the right thing, but something went wrong, and we have one trade animal or chicken mixed in with everything else. Okay, there are 4 people here. Each one of you give me one case that I told you.
I have 4.
We'll start from here. You can be the last.
Well,
I remember I gave you 4 cases, that we could end up, like an animal that was trafed, ended up mixing with the other animals, but we don't know which one it is. Okay? We have four cases. Do you remember anything?
This one.
Okay, here you have these. Go, you were first. Go ahead. What's the case? What do you remember?
That he brought it home and realized that the spirit snake was trafed, so the whole animal was...
Right, so there's a floating animal, somebody else said. Okay, Yaakov.
The conveyor belt's one,
so... One of the chickens, okay. Simcha.
The meningeal worm was eating its way into the lining of the animal's brain.
Good, and it had already been decided. We knew that this was a question of a big pile of heads. We don't know which...
There's one head, and then there's a body jar, 50 head and bodies.
Good. Now, you're going to have the part, because I said another case so fast, you probably didn't even hear it.
I did hear it.
Okay, what was the fourth case?
The tags went wrong.
The tags went wrong. Very good. The tagging system wasn't working
see?
Right.
See?
And very
see?
Good. Very good. And...
Chip we... off the old block.
Yeah,
the old block.
The old block. Yeah, the old guy over here. So we have our four scenarios. So what's the din in this case? Okay, we have one trace animal, and we have dozens of other kosher animals, and we don't know which is which. Okay, so it deals like this.
This
is the Shulchan Aruch.
We cry, we commit
suicide. This is the Shulchan Aruch. If it happens, if you realize the mistake, and the meat is still at the slaughterhouse, then it's going to depend on, I'm just going to tell you in a second. Okay, it may or may not be buckled. The piece of meat that's trafed may or may not be buckled, depending on what I'm going to talk to you about in a second.
You better not get dusted on this.
As long as you're writing it down.
Okay, that's if it has the shlita. But what happens... What happens if it left the shlita? Okay, what happens if it left the shlita? Then...
The wheels weren't turning, Abba.
I'm sorry, my wheels weren't turning. If it left the shlita, then the din is that the animal is kosher. Whatever left the shlita is kosher.
Why?
Because we assume that you got the ones that were not the trafe ones. Let's say there's 50 kosher and one trafe. When, if it left the slaughterhouse, you assume you got the one that's not the trafe one.
Perhaps something they have to be mavaro or something like that?
It's impossible to figure out now. There's no way to be mavaro now.
If we're still in the slaughterhouse.
We're going to talk about in the slaughterhouse in a second. But if it left the shlita, then you say, I assume I got the one that was not the trafe one. Okay? So 50, there are 50 kosher and there's one trafe. So I say, I got the one. I can assume... we say there's a rule called the parish from the rule of parish. I got the one that left from the majority, and therefore I got the one that's kosher.
But Abba, if it's in the slaughterhouse, you can't say that because then you're saying, yeah, it's in the slaughterhouse, but we know one of these is trafe. At your home, you see, I have one piece of meat in front of me, one piece of meat is kosher, but at the slaughterhouse, I have 50 pieces of meat, and one of them is for sure trafe.
Okay, well, at the slaughterhouse, we can't say called the parish. Called the parish means whatever left from the group. It left from the main part of the group.
Well,
okay?
Can you take so, one animal?
I can do.
Someone's going to get.
You say all of them leave.
Yeah.
Right, but that's very interesting. So I have a question for you. Okay, Yaakov's making a point, and I have a question for you. I told you that a certain amount of animals are trained. Let's say the amount is, let's say, 15% of animals are trained. Okay? So I'm going to tell you a question that based on what Yaakov just said. Well, when you drink milk,
yeah.
Did anybody check that animal to make sure the cow wasn't a trafer?
No.
Well, wait.
I
no one checked. No, you can't check the animal because they have to get cat scan if you want to find out what's going on with the animal's a trafer or not, right? It's inside. So, if 15% or 20% of animals are trafers, how come we drink milk? Aren't we drinking milk from trafers? How about when we get eggs? Eggs come from chickens. Well, no one checks the chickens, it's the trafers. So how do we know that the eggs are not
good for chickens? You're not allowed to drink milk from a trafe cow.
Correct. If it's a trafe, if the cow's a trafer, the milk is not kosher either.
Same
so this is what Yaakov didn't realize what the question he was saying. But Yaakov's question was, is that isn't somebody going to get the trafer? That was Yaakov's question, which is, and I said, well, the milk, it happens all the time. They go to Lamer's Dairy, and the Mashiach stands while they make Chol V'Yisrael. But guess what? There are cows that are paid for that are trained, and he can't see. He doesn't have
extra vision. They don't know if it's trained. What they do with the cows, they just milk them. They don't, like, cut them up.
Right, that's the problem. That's the problem, that they didn't cut them up. So, I mean, some of them are, let's say there's 100 cows, and five of them are trafers. Well, then, how does anybody drink any milk? How do you know that you're not getting, why do you get trafer milk?
This one doesn't concern me.
Why doesn't it concern you? Did you eat
oh!
Ice? Oh, yeah,
the point. You eat ice cream?
Okay.
You eat ice cream?
No.
Okay.
I eat cheese. I don't eat.
You have cheese?
I don't eat salmo, but I eat goat.
Goats also got cheese.
I know.
1 second, you could eat cheese but not milk.
Yeah.
Right. No lactose. Okay. So you eat cheese, you eat egg. So those
are the answer.
That's why I have that disgusting. That's why I have that disgusting rice stuff.
Oh, I have coconut milk. You have the green bottle?
No, I have almond.
Okay,
almond.
So, almond.
Okay.
So the answer is this rule. This rule called the parish from Ruba Parish. We assume that I got for the majority. We assume I got for the majority, even though, like Yaakov said, somebody's drinking the trace milk. So how could we do that? How could it be we can all drink the milk, even though somebody drank the milk? And the answer is, how come we don't drink trace milk? Because Hashem said so. Okay, well, Hashem said, these are the rules. Called the parish from Ruba Parish. If it comes out from the roif, you're allowed to drink it. So he makes the rules. He said, don't drink trace milk. He said, if it comes from the majority, you could drink it. That's good for him, good for me. Now, I don't have to be worried about that. Hashem says, we're allowed to eat it, we're allowed to eat. Don't worry about the fact that somebody ends up with
the trace milk. Every seed has a chunk.
Okay, it's not right. Those are the rules.
Guys,
okay.
This is distracting.
Okay. So now, what happens if, in the case of at the slaughterhouse? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you could eat all the meat, but there's two things that would make it that it's not buffalo. Usually it would be buffalo, except that there are two things that could go wrong. The first one is called Dover Sheva Minyan. Okay? You ever guess what that means? A Dover Sheva Minyan? Well, the word minion, you're used to the word minion being number. 10, but with number. Very good. So what is it, Dover Sheva Minyan?
The amount.
What do you say?
The amount.
In many, okay. Try again.
The amount.
Okay. You
do. I don't know.
Okay. Dover Sheva Minyan, it's a thing which is counted. Okay? Things are, in order for them to be bottle, we have to say it's like so meaningless it's bottle. But there's something that's special that when we have this thing, we count it, like we have a dozen eggs. Well, we're going to hear some examples in a second. We have a dozen eggs, you count them. Each egg is a specific thing. Then that can't be bottle. If it's counted. Now, there are three opinions in the Gemara. What does it take to be called a Dover Sheva Minyan? Okay? Rabbi Kiva says there are only seven special things that are considered Dover Sheva Minyan. These are so unusual, they count them. Okay? That's the only thing.
What about a ribeye?
Wait a second, please. According to Rabbi Akiva, no problem. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's no problem. It's not one of these seven things. It's going to be buffalo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there has to be something that you always do it by count. You always sell this thing by number. You never sell it by any other way. You never look at it by any other way. Okay? So, you use this example of the ribeye. In a ribeye, you go into the store and you buy them by the number. I say, I would take three ribeyes. You do it by number. But the butcher doesn't do it by number. The butcher sells it by weight. The butcher sells it by weight. When you go to the store to pay for it, he doesn't say it's a dollar a ribeye. He says it's a dollar a pound. He doesn't do it by number. He measures it by some other way.
Well, at a restaurant, they do it by the number.
By the piece, right. But in the supermarket, they do it by the pound. Okay, and that Rabbi Reish Lakish says, that's something that's sometimes counted. That's what's called the Dover Sheva Minyan. If you sometimes count it, like a ribeye, sometimes you count it, you think, I'll have a ribeye, or I need four ribeyes, then that's considered Dover Sheva Minyan. Okay, so there's three different shittas as to what it takes in Dover Sheva Minyan. Whichever you hold with Dover Sheva Minyan, it cannot be bottled.
These are all things that already happen at the point that they're being sold or get distributed.
We're trying to decide, is this something very special, or it's a regular kind of a food? So, ribeye is a special food, according to Reish Lakish, because some people do it by the number. You see, I'll take two of those.
What's the
only thing that any piece of meat that's being sold?
Is what?
Doesn't it fall under the category sometimes?
Yes, according to Reish Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not, because it hasn't always counted. Okay. So let's say, you might say, I'll take a tongue. You do it by the number, okay? But that's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, it has to be something you only sell by the number, like eggs. Okay, you sell eggs, you get a dozen eggs. You don't buy eggs by the pound, because you're saying buying eggs by another way.
Well, what about watermelons? Watermelons are always counted.
They are counted, but then when you come to pay for it, they put up the scale.
No, they don't. Not at all.
Well, sometimes yes and sometimes not. Some places sell by... Sometimes they sell by the pound.
If you have a trip of watermelon with a Mangello Worman, and you don't know which... And then the...
You could have a trip of watermelon.
Yeah, maybe because you just have holes in it.
And the Sheikh brought one of the tops of the watermelon, so he doesn't know which bottom of the watermelon, because they cut it into four quarters.
It could be from Shemitah, and it would be... Tzvichan, and you can't eat it, okay? So, here are the three sheets in the Gemara as to what is considered Davar Shabminyan. And the din is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, like Rabbi Akiva. According to the Shulchan Aruch, we're good. No problem. In all these cases, if something is bottled, we don't have to worry about it being Davar Shabminyan. The Ramah, which was Ashkenaz and Fah, the Shulchan Aruch follows Rabbi Akiva. The Ramah goes like Rabbi Yochanan, who says there has to be something you always count. So it's a little more than seven things, but again, it's not going to be relevant to us, because all of our cases over here, everything that we have is not always sold by the number. Okay, everything that we have is sold, even a chicken. Okay, you could buy a whole chicken, you buy our chicken, but you could also, the chickens also get sold by the pound. But according to Reish Lakish, that it's sometimes counted, then seemingly the meat is a Davar Shabminyan, and the Shach and the Taz say that you should be machmer for that cheetah, except, it's going to be a big loss, a big hefsid.
If there's going to be a hefsid,
then you don't have to. Now,
how much is in the ready shechted?
Wait. Our case, all the four cases that I told you, was not one guy who has a little shayla. We're talking about a whole slaughterhouse worth of meat. Think about it. Think of our cases. We have, they found the sheep head, and now there's 50 sheep left behind that are going to be considered trade if we can't let it be buffled. Or we have our skirt from, in some surface case, he had a skirt that was, the sheikh realized was trade, and eight cows were shafted. I don't know how many cows were shafted, so that's a hefset. So we don't have to worry about Davar Shabminyan. Even those who are machmir like Rish Lakish say that if it's a hefset, you could be a maker.
How much is a shechted cut up, and how much is one shechted cut up cow or sheep worth?
A lot of money.
Like $1,000, $5,000.
I don't know. Let's say $1,000. I don't know. So it's worth a lot of money.
$50,000.
Okay, now, that's one shayla. There's another shayla, and that is something called, this is not on the screen, I'm sorry guys, chaticha haruya l'hiskaved. Okay? Anybody want to guess what that is? Chaticha haruya l'hiskaved.
I know.
Okay, so wait a second, see if anybody else has a chance first. Okay, do one more time. A chaticha.
Cuts of meat.
A piece. A chaticha means a piece. Haruya.
Haruya.
That's fit with his kaved.
To be honored.
Very good. That is. That you would honor somebody with that piece. Okay? So let's say you have a veggie burger. You say, no, that's not the kind of thing you'd want to serve the company who comes to your house is to give a veggie burger. What happens if you have a ribeye? What happens if you have a ribeye steak? Then that is chatech ru l'skabe. It's something that you would serve to people, who, important people who came to your house. It depends who. So you, a chatech ru
l'skabe. Someone came in, I would kick him out the door and put a foot in his place where he sits, okay?
And
leave a big money soup.
So a chatech ru l'skabe means something that's so choshev that you would serve it to company, and that is that is also not bottle. Again,
well,
bottle means...
Well, we serve vegetables from canned ruby.
Bottle means...
Canned ruby?
And ruby. Excuse my hand.
So, chaticha ru l'skabe is something that's so harsh that you'd serve the company, it's not can't be bottle.
We serve vegetables.
Okay, so tell me something, guys. Is a sheep chaticha ru l'skabe?
Which part?
Which part? That's a good question. What do you mean by that, Yago?
Well, I think that's...
Some parts more kosher.
Okay.
The tongue is kosher.
Anybody else?
I think so, Abba. Because we're going to stay by the best out. Even most of the sheep.
You do have.
Most of the sheep, I think, is
good. Okay, Red, what do you think? You think a sheep is a chaticha ru l'skabe?
That's
just part of it.
Put
on the spot.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think cold cuts would be okay, how about lamb chops?
Okay,
lamb chops.
Okay, wait, there's one little problem here, guys. We're in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
We're talking about all of our cases are in a slaughterhouse. Okay, there's no lamb chops over here. There's a side of beef, there's a side of a lamb that has in it lamb chops, but there isn't a plate of beautiful lamb chops on it.
Oh, most of it's just like fat and disgusting.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's a raw piece of meat that's sitting there. Okay? It hasn't even been kashered yet.
Of course you're going to cook it.
Itself considered kasha?
So that's a machlokes.
Well, you're not going to serve raw meat to someone.
So that's a machlokes. So Shulchan Aruch says, to be considered chaticha ru l'skabe, it has to be literally ready to eat. You have to have it all ready to go that you could serve it to a person. Shulchan Aruch would say is no problem chaticha ru l'skabe. But the Rambam says, which Rav Ashkenazim says, that unless you have to do a lot of work to it, it's considered chaticha ru l'skabe. So if you have to just salt it and cook it, that's still considered a chatzis mezuzah tap.
Well, I don't know.
Rega, so he would say is, since the lamb chops just need to be kashered and cooked, that's considered a chatzis mezuzah tap.
I don't know how often you grill, Alma, but I think grilling is a lot of work.
Okay, he means a lot of work, like still taking off the hide and things like that. Okay, it's much more serious work.
What?
No, there are things like liquor I did that are very labor-intensive.
Right, so it depends on how much has to be done, how much has to be done. So according to the Rama, seemingly, this meat should not be buffaloed, because the Chassam Sofer has talks about it, why maybe he should, when you could be making according to the Shulchan Aruch, but in all of these kind of cases, someone needs to go sit and speak to a rabbi about it, because this problem, chatichah mezuzah kabit, again, we're talking about a piece of meat. A piece of meat typically has something in it that's chatichah mezuzah kabit. We have yehudas, ribeyes, or we have a lamb chops or something else, or tongue, and therefore that would potentially make it not be bought. Okay, I'm finished. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, what time is Yusuf?
How is Yusuf? I can't help you with that. Exactly. Any questions for me?
Yeah, did you bring the ice cream video?
No.
Ooh, ice cream.
Okay, guys, thank you.